We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we continue here. Shane, interesting. We're going to get to Sean Payton and his tactics of motivation with his New Orleans Saints as they get ready to host the Eagles here in a moment. You just got to – I don't know what they're – I mean, Bounty Gate, I guess, might taint you one way or the other. Sean Payton is just a really likable dude. But
yeah,
we'll get to that coming up in a minute. It's always good to see what folks are tweeting at us. Chris Fry had an interesting take. And pretty good contributor to the show. The money in the NFL in 3 years is a career in Major League Baseball, first round versus first round. Really?
Say that again.
The money in the NFL in 3 years is a career in Major League Baseball. And I think he's comparing first round to first round.
Well,
and he might be right in that regard, because there are fair amount of first round busts in Major League Baseball that probably skew those numbers. But just average salary to average salary, the average salary in the major leagues is a little over $4 million a year. Average salary in the National Football League is $2.1 million a year. The level of guarantees are totally different in Major League Baseball. Guaranteed contracts in Major League Baseball, still to a large degree, unguaranteed contracts in the National Football League. But I hear where you're coming from.
But your rookie salary in Major League Baseball isn't anywhere in the millions.
No, correct.
You got to play a while before you can become arbitration eligible, and that's when the million-dollar deals per year come in.
The money in the NFL comes with the first option that a team, when the team picks up your first option after the first 4 years, that's where you start to make money in the NFL. Now quarterbacks are a different, they're in a different kind of strata.
Yes.
But anyway.
Bottom line is, it takes you a while in both leagues to have a multi-million dollar year-to-year deal, unless you're the upper 1%. I mean, I can't think of an example off the bat, but
if
signing bonus is where it's at for a long time.
You start getting 4 years into a career in either place, you're making pretty damn good money.
Yeah. Dave is with us, 869-1240. Hi, Dave.
Hello. Talk about the bonuses. Did I not read last week, if Kyler Murray plays football, he gives up a significant portion of his signing bonus?
I'd say he would have to.
Baseball bonus? Something.
Yeah, they'd have to protect themselves in that way. And I think I've heard that somewhere along the line as well, yes.
Of course, I assume he'd make some back signing football,
right,
too. But I knew it was a pretty good
sure
chunk he'd have to give up. So
yeah, the A's certainly had to cover their backside by offering him all that money and drafting him ninth. There are some stipulations in there, I'm sure. Yes.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Dave.
No, thank you, Dave.
All right.
Thank you very much.
So Sean Payton brought in three armed guards, a stack of more than $200,000 in cash, the Lombardi Trophy, and a Super Bowl ring into the team meeting room Monday to give his players added motivation. Would that work for you? It's kind of cute and funny, but would that really work for you?
Well, I mean, it might not work for me, but it would give me a chuckle. It would make me laugh. And I think that that's valuable because it cuts through tension,
playoff
build
tension.
Up.
Yep.
Yeah, it kind of, you know, it kind of keeps things light. You appreciate the effort, you know. I mean, yeah. So I guess, yeah, it might not work for me directly in the way that it might have been intended, but it would work for me from a standpoint of, yeah, dude's got a good sense of humor, and I appreciate him trying to, you know, lighten the load a little bit. Mark, I think that that's probably how it was reacted to, just with a pretty good chuckle.
Mark Ingram thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
And he put it in a pretty good perspective. And think about this, too. Here's what Mark Ingram said. He said, quote, "Guys make good money here, but not too often do you see $200,000 cash right there. So that was very appealing," unquote. This is a big reason why they use poker chips instead of cash at casinos. If you see your cash dwindling in front of you instead of poker chips, I know you understand that what it represents, but your cold hard cash being taken by the dealer to me is a lot more hard to take than a couple of poker chips that have some money denomination on them. Mark Ingram went on to say, and this part was funny, quote, "I told him I want my presentation to look just like that. I want him to come to my house, Lombardi, the glass box of cash, my ring, all that. Armed guards, I want that same presentation. I don't want no direct deposits coming from the playoffs. I want all my cash coming to the crib looking just like they had it the other day. That was nice," unquote. $200,000 in cash.
Yeah.
That would
sure
bring pause. It's certainly to first, maybe your second year players, I think, too.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
to
actually see that much cash in one place. That represents how much money they stand to make in playoff bonuses if they go all the way. A total of $201,000 according to the collective bargaining agreement. Above and beyond your Super Bowl ring, which obviously will be gaudy and have all kinds of diamonds and whatnot in it. But, yeah, Sean Payton's one of the sharper tools in the shed. And, you know, for those that are motivated by money, I mean, let's not pretend that some players aren't just in it for the money, because they are. There's some. You know there are.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. There are. I think you get to this point in the season, and it's all about winning. And winning indirectly gives you more money, but I don't think that that's – I don't know. Maybe it is for some players. Boy, I don't know.
I don't want to call out individual players, but I think you know them when you see them.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know, if you're labeled as a malcontent or selfish or not a great teammate, why are you playing then? Because you get paid a lot of money. You know, if you want to generalize a little bit, and I'm not afraid to, for the players that bounce from one team to the next or get traded a bunch of times, there's a reason why. You think, you think Carmelo Anthony was just dying to have a ring? I don't.
No.
He wanted
money.
I
think he's your poster child for that. I really do.
And I called him out months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were really all about a championship, then you wouldn't have taken a max deal or something close to it with the Knicks.
Right.
You'd taken less with somebody else, like Houston, for example, that he did, which was too late, apparently, in his playing career.
Well, Shane, it's why he left Denver. I mean, they were a pretty capable basketball team when he left. I mean, they were more on the upswing than the decline, and were in the playoffs in 2013 and kind of didn't have it going, but certainly were a team that probably was going at least in the right direction. But he wanted to enhance his commercial appeal,
mm-hmm,
and play in a big market. And that was back when big market basketball was where everyone wanted to be. It's changed now, because LeBron went to Miami and won a couple of times in Miami, then went to Cleveland and won there. Now you can do it anywhere. You can be in Oklahoma City and still be a star and make monstrous amounts of money. See Russell Westbrook. See Paul George. You can be a star in a so-called minor or smaller market. See the Greek Freak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's changed. You
can
still
I'm not talking about being a star. I'm talking about making money.
Right. No, I got you.
Money.
You're right. Yeah, no,
and,
you're right.
And so I think in every sport, you have those that are motivated by money. And that's why I think a pile of cash equaling $201,000 being wheeled in on a gurney gets to some people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you're probably right.
And I think Sean Payton's been around long enough that he knows it gets to some people.
Well,
you don't want to admit that you got him on the team. And the people on the team that are motivated by money don't have to admit it because we all understand it. But it's not always the, boy, we got 53 guys all pulling in the right direction and all.
No, you're right.
All unselfish and they all put the team above themselves. No, that's not true.
Not necessarily true.
We want that
you're
to
right.
be true, but it's not true. And since it's not, I'll make sure, you know, I thought everything was represented on that gurney there. The ring, which at the end of everybody's career, if you got a ring, nobody will ever be able to take that away from you. And that's a symbol of what you did as a team that particular year.
Yeah.
You got the trophy that your team will be engraved on it. And then you got the money. That's yours. Yeah, that's the fruits of your labor right there. And that's 201 extra $1,000 that you wouldn't have had normally if you hadn't won all those games all the way to the Super Bowl. So he covered all of his bases, and for every motivational factor that is left in this playoffs, Sean Payton covered them all.
Yeah,
and there's a degree of brilliance in that.
And there's a lot of wisdom in that experience right there, isn't there?
Uh-huh.
Yep, I think so too. Like I said, Sean Payton really seems like the kind of guy you'd like to have a couple of beers with.
Well,
he just seems to get it.
Yeah, and you'll be smarter at the end of the night for having hung out with him.
No question. Yeah, no question.
In many ways.
No, I agree. All right. It is Thursday, January 10th. The January 10th is interesting to us in that it allows us to get into OTD on this day in history. It's coming up next right here on Sports Daily. Brought to you each and every day by Superior Rents. Mariah Lazos takes us to break.
Hey,
we'll be back with
Max over in the other room hadn't done anything all day, so we'll put him to work.
Get him busy.
Caller number 4, give you a free Papa John's pizza. Call Max right now at 869-1240 to give you a free pizza. OTD when we come back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.